exceedingly rare synchrony of metamorphosis of a tubulovillous adenoma of the ampulla of Werter to an adenocarcinoma with an ileal gastrointestinal stromal tumor. We report a case of a 77-year-old male who was admitted for painless obstructive jaundice with a 40-pound weight loss in a 2-month period. This case is distinctive because the patient was diagnosed with two synchronous and extremely rare high-grade primary malignancies, i.e. an ampullary adenocarcinoma arising from a high-grade dysplastic tubulovillous adenoma of the ampulla of Werter, TVAOA, with a high-grade ileal gastrointestinal stromal tumor, GIST. Based on a literature review, this is the first report of an ampullary adenocarcinoma coexisting with an ileal GIST. Adenoma of the ampulla, AOA, may occur sporadically or in a familial inheritance pattern, as in the setting of familial adenomatous polyposis syndrome, FAPS. The diagnosis of an AOA is usually incidental on upper endoscopy. The reason why we published this case is because of its pre-malignant character and high risk for developing into an adenocarcinoma and considerations regarding the histopathological findings. We emphasize the need for screening and surveillance colonoscopy when one encounters an AOA in upper endoscopy to check for FAPS. TVAOA is a pre-malignant lesion, particularly in the setting of FAPS, and carries high risk for metamorphism to an ampullary adenocarcinoma. Final diagnosis should be based on a histopathologic study of the surgically resected ampullary specimen, but not based on endoscopic forceps biopsy. This case is unique because of the synchronicity of these two extremely rare primary malignancies. Patient underwent ampullectomy with clear margins and ileal GIST resection. Patient is currently on imatinib adjuvant therapy and showed complete metabolic response on follow-up PET scan.